in the afternoon at around 12, some three men came riding on a boda-boda. They went to a residential area called Atosa. According to the sources that I talked to, who witnessed the situation, they said these people went and they killed a man. They shot him in the head. And the witnesses said that the man was bleeding so much. And he was taken, he was brought to this MSF hospital. I could not access actually the hospital right now. But the situation, as I speak right now, the market is closed down. There's nobody in the market. And most of the people are being asked by the soldiers and the police to stay indoors. And those who are staying in the POC are leaving, going to POC.
What about the situation of the residents at Asosa, yes, where the gangs allegedly killed a man or shot a man? What is happening at Asosa?
What are you hearing?
Yeah, as we speak right now, everything is calm there. Even within the Malakal town, everything is calm because this is for rent, Malakal town. And it's not yet clear whether they have already been caught and they are arrested or not. And I can see right now, as I speak right now, the police and the other forces are patrolling the street. And you can only see a few people moving on the street. And those in Atosa are saying it is calm there.
You said you were going to the hospital to find out if this man who was allegedly attacked is alive or dead. Have you been able to get into the hospital?
Yes. As I speak right now, I'm in the hospital, but the Malakal Teaching Hospital, these bodies, I mean the body of the person who was attacked, many people are saying that he is dead, but I cannot confirm it because I came to Malakal Teaching Hospital. Dr. Kat, who is in charge, is not here, and I was told that the person who are injured in that place have been taken to MSF Hospital. As I speak right now, I don't have access to MSF Hospital.
This is not the first time Malakal is going through violence or skirmishes. What is the problem with the residents of the town? Why are they on each other's necks?
Mainly this is the conflict that is there right now. Like what happened, I think, was it last month or a few months back? And what has happened today, it is being blamed on the gang. Sometimes on the bank, when they take some drugs, they sometimes attack each other. And at some point, it may go beyond, you know, this thing being between them. It may go, you know, quite sometimes, and may cause a lot of disorder. And, you know, many people here are afraid of, you know, they are tired of the conflict. Whenever they hear something, you find people running here to there, always afraid of this. So what happened actually today was not so much. It was not something that could actually crossing of the market because the gangs could easily be traced and be arrested. But it was unfortunate that it did not happen like that because nobody knows right now whether they have been taken or not. And people are just afraid. So people are indoors right now because of this. So it is majorly the gangs that are causing a lot of this. A lot of problems in town, and at some point may escalate to, you know, to be something this. Yeah, but mainly it is the gangs that are causing this.
And what about the UN peacekeepers who are in Malakal? I mean, the UN mission in South Sudan changed its mandate to civilian protection as opposed to peacekeeping. You were telling me you can see police and soldiers on the streets. Have you seen any UN patrol on the streets?
Only a few UN vehicles, but I could not see the peacekeepers moving around. Most of the time, the peacekeepers are always based in the POC, and Malakal town and these areas around it are always being controlled by the army. These are the ones operations. These are the ones that are actually normally controlling the market and the town and the areas around. I do not see the peacekeepers in Malakal town. Only in few cases, that's when they come out. But they are always based there protecting the POC and those other areas.